Hi guys, Sam Fury here with another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan, the only program where you will train yourself to outrun, outfight, and outlive the majority of the world's population. Today, we're going to be talking about a super shake, but it's a special type. I know I've talked about shakes before, and everyone always goes on about shakes. Well, we're going to do it again, and we might even do it again later. I've been reading this book by this guy called Dr. Himes, I don't know. Maybe that might not even be his name. But the book is called Live Young Forever, right? Or Forever Young or Live Forever, something like that. Anyway, inside it, it's a pretty interesting book. It goes through it. It's a lot of longevity stuff, right? And basically it's nutrition and then some other stuff like exercise and whatever. But he goes deep into nutrition. And one of the things that he's got in there is his version of a super shake. And because I like shakes and all that, I thought I would give it a go. I haven't given it a go yet because there's a lot of, it's just like a bunch of supplements all mixed in and stuff. So I'm going to tell you first currently what my shake is. And I know it needs to be improved. It's not fantastic, but it's what I got access to at the moment. And then I'll tell you what his is. And then I'm going to tell you what I probably plan to do once I get back to the States, because a lot of the ingredients he uses, can't get them in Colombia. Probably can't get them anywhere but the States, to be honest. But you probably get it in England and Australia and stuff like that. Anyway, so currently what I do is a whey protein, just a scoop of whey protein, some turmeric, a half a teaspoon of turmeric, half a teaspoon of ginger, a bunch of mint leaves. Sometimes I put in a little scoop of creatine just because I got it, but I don't think I'm continue using that once it's gone. Some greens powder. I don't have the ones that I want. We just got what we could find here, and it's not that great, but whatever. Half a tablespoon of cacao. Sometimes I put in a whole tablespoon of cacao, but I'm running low, so I put in half. A tablespoon of linseed. Quite like that. And sometimes I put in some honey. Put in a banana and a bunch of frozen berries. And that's pretty much it. I switched that around. I used to put in like leaves, like actual spinach leaves, but I've stopped doing that, especially since I got the green powder. It just kind of makes it a bit too thick or whatever. It's not very good. Anyway, and then I switched that all around and I drank it, and it's actually pretty good. It's a pretty good mix. So this is the one that he's got in his book. All right. So he says 30 grams, which is two scoops of goat whey. And he gives specific companies to buy them from, or he's recommended. I mean, you can get them from other places. So two scoops of goat whey from organic or regeneratively raised goats. He says Mount Capra and Naked Goat brands are good. And I've also broken it down, the cost per each thing per serving. So I looked up how many servings in a packet, or how many servings he suggests, and then how much the packet costs, and then cost per serving. So for that is $2.33 per serving. So already we're at $2.33 for it, all right? But if you're vegan, and I'll probably go this route, he suggests two scoops of Sport Organic Plant Protein by Garden of Life with added branch chain amino acids, and that works out to about $2 a scoop. All right, one packet of Meto Pure from Pomegranate from Timeline Nutrition. Now, Meto Pure does urethylin A, I think it is, and you can get them from other places. But it's all, I looked up a couple, and they all seem to be about the same price per serving. So this comes out to about $3.33 per serving. I looked up like the powder. You can get them in soft gels, but I looked up the powder, and it's like a kind of like a ginger flavor, because I like ginger, and it's got ginger in it as well, so that's good. That will replace the ginger. 5 grams of creatine by Thorn, 0.44 cents that costs for each scoop. 9 grams of gut food. Now, gut food is one of his personal products, and it's just got a lot of pre and probiotics in it and a bunch of stuff. That's $2.63 a scoop, a serving. A tablespoon of MCT oil, which I usually put in my shake anyway. So that works out to about 50 cents a pop. But you can find it different. I just worked out 50 cents a pop. A teaspoon of Stamets 7 mushroom powder. This is something that I want to get onto because it's like got adaptogens in it. So far, two new things that I actually want to include would be adaptogens, which is the mushroom powder. And that works out to about 33 cents a pop, which is actually pretty good. And the urethylin A from Mido Pure. That's the expensive one. Yes. All right. Then a handful of berries. And that's it. And he also suggests some, you could use water, but he suggests unsweetened macadamia milk or some any non-dairy milk that doesn't have any emulsifiers or sweeteners, right? Elmhurst is a good brand, apparently. I'll probably just use water to tell you the truth. All right. And then he suggests some additional options, which is one scoop of athletic greens. Specifically, he says athletic greens, which is comes out to about $2.66 a pop. And a tablespoon of organic pomegranate and cranberry concentrate. I didn't get a price for that because I'm not going to use it. And a teaspoon of matcha powder, right? By Navitas. And I didn't get a price for that either because I knew I definitely wasn't going to put it in there. All right. And then he's got a list of supplements, core supplements. And then he's also got a list of other supplements. So this is his core supplements, right? Vitamin D3, so 2,000 to 5,000 IU a day with vitamin K, including MK7 form, such as Vitamin D Supreme by Designs for Health. And that comes out to about 63 cents. Omega-3, EPA, such DHA, 1 to 2 grams a day from Dutch Harbor Omega, from Big Bold Health. Two soft gels, 83 cents a day. Molded vitamin and mineral with all the B vitamins. He suggests multi-TD by Pure Encapsulations. He loves Pure Encapsulations. Or polyphenol nutrients by Pure Encapsulations. Three a day, comes out to about a buck a day, which is actually pretty good. Magnesium glycinate or citrate. Glycinate if you're not constipated, and citrate if you are, there you go, for, by Pure Encapsulations, 55 cents. Some probiotic 50B by Pure Encapsulations, one a day, $1.33. And if you're vegan, you also got to add some branched chain amino acids, amino acid complex by Thorm. One scoop a day is about 79 cents. And that all comes out to $17.05 or $17.06 a serve, which is pretty expensive to do every single day, I think. I mean, I guess if you're loaded, 17 cents is really low. Let's say you spend $20 a day on breakfast, right? Even if I go out for breakfast, I don't really spend $20 a day, but this is a much, much healthier breakfast. It's going to save you a lot of money in the long run, right? And it'll get you going. I mean, there's a lot of energy packed into there. There was another thing I was looking at. It was called the Ultimate Digestive Solution, and that's by a company called Bio Optimizers. And it's got their little travel packs, and each pack's got three enzyme tablets, one of their bio-optimizer packets, and a couple of probiotics. They're quite a good company, and that comes out to about $4.15 a day. So maybe if I get digestive, especially when traveling, or if you're eating, you know, you're going to eat a lot of stuff that you don't, that your body doesn't agree with, just smash some of that Ultimate Digestive Solution. But that's an extra. All right, here we go. My version. So, 42 grams or two scoops of Garden of Life sport plant-based protein with branched chain amino acids. Now, the one I looked up, because I don't like the sport one, because they only come in flavors, and I don't like flavors because they do put other flavors in there, which is kind of weird because they're supposed to be a friggin' natural company, right? But it's got, I mean, they're natural flavors, I guess, but even whatever. So I actually looked up the fully organic, plain flavored one, which has a few, like a, it's got branched chain amino acids, but it's got like one thing less than the other one or something like that, right? A packet of MitoPure and that was $2. And this is a packet of MitoPure, $3.33 again. And I've chosen to go with Athletic Greens. I had a big hard look at the difference between Athletic Greens and Enzo Super Greens. And the reason I like Athletic Greens is just because it's got a little bit more of everything, and it's got adaptogens in it. So I thought if I do that, then I don't need, I mean, obviously the seven mushroom complex has a lot more adaptogens, but at least I get a fair whack. So I'm trying to get the cost down is what's happening while still getting enough. A tablespoon of MCT oil is about 51 cents. Vitamin D3, right, which was 63 cents. Omega-3s, which is 83 cents. And because I do like chocolate flavor and I do like cacao because it's really healthy, that's about 20 cents a pop. And the grand total comes to $10.20 a serve. So it's come down about 80%. And also, I feel like, because I didn't research on like cheaper versions of the ones that he, I'm sure I could get. Also, the other thing is I don't want to go to every single like little different place to buy stuff. I'd like to buy it all from one place, or at least most of it from one place. And maybe the best thing to do would be Amazon. But I think Athletic Greens, you can't buy it anywhere else but the Athletic Greens website. Definitely the Mido Pure, you can't really buy that anywhere else, but I'll have a look. So that's all I've got for today. I will go through it again, and when I figure it out, like exactly what I'm definitely going to do, I'll come back to this, but it'll also be down with like the food list and that. So the next, maybe not the next one, but coming up soon will be my definitive nutrition plan. And there you go. That's it for today, guys. Don't forget to learn the very best methods of fight and flight while keeping yourself in peak condition with the Survival Fitness Plan training app. Download it now. It's actually free now. You get it free for a month. We got rid of the $1 trial. Get it free for a month. And I've upgraded the page. So go have a look at the sales page. It's still not perfect, but whatever. It'll work. It works. Definitely works. Yeah. It's free for a month. And then you can get it. You get a chance to upgrade. So you only have to pay like $10 a month for whatever. It's actually less than that. I think it's like you can get the whole thing for like $97 a year, which is crazy because usually it's $30 a month. So it's less than 50 cents a day, which is ridiculous. I shouldn't really do it, but whatever. I want to try to get it out there. And also it's still in development, but if you get it now, because once it gets finished, it'll probably, the price would definitely go up, I imagine. Anyway, survivalfitnessplan.com/app. There you go. Get 30 days for free at the app. Don't forget to like, subscribe and share. Take a screenshot if you listen to it on a podcast. Use the hashtag Survival Fitness Plan, and I will see you again next time.